consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Hello, my loves. Welcome to another episode with me. It's a solo episode today, and I'm so freaking on fire about this because I feel like not enough coaches, business coaches, talk about this. And I would love to peel back the curtains on what are the five beliefs that set life and spiritual coaches apart from struggling in monetizing to their business to actually monetizing in their business, okay? And so there's a real difference. You know, you guys may have seen me promoting this episode in my email community and my Facebook groups, on my Facebook feeds, some of the epic client testimonials that I have. And if you haven't, you know, testimonials like financial record breaking month within 2 months of working together, that's Scott McDermott. And when I mention names, it's because I've been given permission and I've shared it publicly, okay? For those that I don't, I always keep it confidential. And so he had a financial record-breaking month, and then 4 months later, he broke his own financial record, okay? And then I've had Priscilla, who just literally was so lit up from our group coaching call in Soul Ascension Business Academy, which is my one-on-one and group hybrid program where you're learning how to unapologetically and boldly put yourself out there, market yourself, and really monetize. And so she was so lit up. She went live spontaneously on Instagram, her account. And she, from just doing that to promote her masterclass that she was going to run the next day, she got one high ticket client and two leads. All right. I have clients who have quadrupled their income. That's Regina, who you can see. All of these are video testimonials or screenshots. You can see these on my Facebook business page, Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. You just gotta go to the video section, click under Client Spotlight, and you will see client testimonials and where they were, what, why they decide to work with me, what were they struggling with before we worked together, what was their takeaways, their results, their experience in us working together, you know. And I think that a lot of times we can get burnt by hiring coaches, and then it just didn't work out. I do have clients who, you know, really are hesitant to at first invest in working with me. And of course, rightly so, after I hear they've spent 20, 25K on coaches and they haven't gotten very far. And I wanna make it very clear to you, it's not because I'm the greatest, you know, coach out there, no. So this is where, I don't got ego like that, okay? My love's a part of the alchemy, but it's not why. I'm gonna share with you why there's a huge difference. Okay, why do some of my own clients monetize on their calling, and why do some of my clients actually continue to struggle until we work on the beliefs? All right, so that's what I want to talk about today. Okay, so we're going to be talking at least about five beliefs. I bet you there's going to be more because I'm channeling as well, and I'm sure I'm going to go on tangents, but I've got my notes. If you're watching me, this this is what my notebook looks like. So as you can see, I'm a creative, not linear. In fact, this is like a sketchbook. It's not lined. If you're listening, then you would have no idea, but it looks like an art book, and like you can't even read my writing. It's all over the place. There's not even straight lines. But my brain can figure this out. That's just the way that I dump things in. And as I get more messages, I'm like, oh yeah, put this down. So I try to stay on track. Okay, my loves. And I promise you that you will walk away with new perspective or, oh, you heard that before and it's going deeper. So as you're watching here live, or you're maybe listening on the replay, I want you to like really let me know what are ahas, what are your takeaways from this. You can, if you're watching or listening on the podcast, please DM me on Facebook, Rosalind Funk Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior, Instagram, Bold Sexy Warrior. Tell me your takeaways. I genuinely want to know, because it lights me up to know that you've received the gold here and you're going to hopefully take aligned action. Okay. I just recently had a prospect a couple days ago. We got on discovery call and we've been following each other. He actually was listening to a podcast that I was a guest on. And I love this. He's like, okay, I admit, I have this belief that coaches are duds. And that was like the nice way how this person put it. And he's like, but I was listening to your free content and you give so much value that, because in his experience, it's like people give the value, but then when you invest, it's the same shit. Right? Like it doesn't go deeper. And so that was a real compliment to me because yes, he said, you give away so much valuable stuff. Like you over deliver. Thank you. You know why? Because, and this is why I tell my clients, don't be afraid to over deliver. Here's the thing. This is a really good analogy. If you were to take five of your friends and say, hey, let's make a peanut butter and jam sandwich. Would each of them make it exactly the same way? No. One person might take out the almond butter first. Another person might take out the gooseberry jam first. Someone else might take out the bread first. Oh, but what kind of jams? What kind of nut butters? What kind of bread? What's the order? Right? Everybody has their own different way in how they do things. And so as you're receiving this information, you're going to take it. But my sense is, and it always happens, you're going to have more questions. This is why we invest in coaches, because we want to have that guidance that like we want to, I'm speaking for myself and my clients. We don't want to spend a lot of time making mistakes, time and energy, right? We can always create more money, but we can't get our time back. Right. And so I love to personally invest in coaches who can support me in taking myself and my business, depending on what kind of coach I'm hiring into, right? Where they can see where I'm going in the bigger picture. Because when you're in your own stuff, you can't see the trees, the forest from the trees. We have blind spots. This is a huge reason why I love being a coach. And this is a huge reason why I love investing in my coaches. Okay, I have blind spots. I have meltdowns, my loves. You just ask my business coach. I'll have a meltdown, and I'm telling you, here's the belief. This is one of the beliefs that I'll be getting into quite quickly here. So let's go with that first belief. So what is the difference? What are we're going to talk about the beliefs, because it starts with beliefs. Right? Whether, and I'm going to differentiate that between belief and mindset. Belief is relates to the subconscious beliefs we hold, right? So it's the way we operate and we may not be aware. Sometimes we are aware. It's that self-sabotage sometimes, right? Manifesting happens only when your conscious beliefs and your subconscious beliefs match. But then that subconscious belief must be strengthened, or if it hasn't actually shifted, because anybody can manifest desired results, but if it doesn't stay, the subconscious beliefs of, let's say, I'm worthy enough to receive this, I'm worthy and good enough to be creating this impact, I'm worthy enough to be receiving this large sum of money for the energetic exchange of my services, if we can't hold that capacity, then what happens is we can slide back. And I've seen this happen too, right? I've seen this happen. And so it's like we then slide back and then our income falls, our capacity to attract more clients get blocked, right? So it's really important to hold those beliefs that to match what you want in your desired result, and then expand it, strengthen it, deepen it, expand it. All right. And so that's part of setting this up. So the first belief is really believing in yourself and your dream. It's self-belief. It's self-belief. When we believe in ourselves, and sometimes we question it, right? It's like, can this really happen? That's okay. But don't let yourself stay there in the stuckness, in the sabotage, in the research only phase versus taking aligned action. My best friend who's known me, her name's Jana. I should say one of my best friends. I've got quite a few. So she has known me since I was, oh my goodness, I think it's going on to 12 years. And she always reminds me, Roz, you say you're going to do this and then you go and do it, right? And sometimes, let me tell you guys, I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, can this actually happen? Like this happened for Soul Ascension Business Academy. I was like, oh, can I really put out this year-long group coaching program? Have coaches that support my clients? Oh, what if nobody signs up? Does this resonate, my love? Right? What if nobody signs up? Ah, right? And some people get stuck in that. Who's going to sign up for this? Who's going to pay me this much money for this? Right? We get stuck in those beliefs. What does that do? That blocks you from birthing your dream into the world. Take that in. So are you stuck there right now? Are you stuck there right now? If you are, the good news is you can change this. Whatever it is that you desire to birth out there, go and do it. What's the worst that happens? Nothing. Nobody signs up. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean you're not good enough. It doesn't mean that nobody wants your program. It's looking at what's my messaging? Is it speaking to my ideal client? Is it what people want? This might mean it's just information. It's just feedback, right? It just might mean you need to go back to the drawing board, go and do a little bit more market research with your ideal clients, which is what I teach my clients. Right? And then try again. I have had mentors themselves launch. Nothing happens. Do they give up? No. That's another mindset. Okay. So belief mindset is attitude. Okay. Mindset to me doesn't include as much, and it's not as heavily emphasized as the beliefs, conscious and unconscious beliefs. Okay. Subconscious beliefs. It's really related more to your attitude towards a situation. So is your attitude negative? Is it stuck? Is it like not believing in yourself? Or is your attitude like, I can do anything? Have you guys seen that commercial that video of the young little girl looking in the mirror? I don't remember. Like, I think it's like if you Google little girl self-love mirror, something like that, I'm sure it would come up. But she's looking in the mirror. She's like, yeah, I love my house. I love my bathroom. I love my, and she's like saying everything that she loves. And then at the end, she goes, I love me because I can do anything, right? What? We all have that part of us. What happened to her or him, right? And so that's still inside us. That's still possible. And yes, who hasn't experienced trauma? But don't let yourself be victim to your past. You can heal. You can change. That's so important. So many people choose victim over victory still, and they're not even aware. Okay, that's a huge part in why I truly believe people who say they've invested 20, 25K in people. Sometimes that's in other coaches or in programs. And then now results happen. You're the common denominator. I'm going to give you some hard truths today, my loves. Okay. But that's the truth, right? You're the common denominator. if you've invested all of these programs and nothing's changed, you need to look at what is your mindset? What are your beliefs? And so this is where I, as a business coach, I think I have an advantage that I used to be a former psychologist. And I bring all of that in actually as a leading hat and as a foundation in my business, including energetics, the shamanic practitioner, the Akashics, okay, the opening the records of our businesses, of our souls, because I'm also informed by intuition. And so for me, I'm not afraid to call my clients out. And my clients, here's another mindset. They are freaking coachable. They take radical responsibility, both personally and spiritually. So when something doesn't go, let's say, in a desired way, they're not wallowing. They're going, okay. I mean, we really want to honor the emotions that come with this, but they're not wallowing in it. They're going, okay, they're listening, they're honoring their emotions, which I absolutely encourage. And if they're sort of trying to spiritually bypass, I'm like, stay with the emotions. It's so important that you're honoring what's going on right now. Don't try to bypass this, because what's going to happen is going to come out later, right? And so depending on how much, most of my clients have done a lot of personal development work themselves by the time they hire me. And so they're able to shift. Here's another reason why people monetize versus struggling. They're able to shift quicker, right? They're able to call themselves out and say, oh, okay. Here it is. I do this with my coach too, you guys. I like have a little mini meltdown. I'm like, I'm calling myself out right now, because this is what the story I'm telling myself is. And I know it's a story. I know I don't have to stay here. I can change the story, but I just need to share this with you so that I can process this and share what that new story will be. Or if I can't see it, and I always invite my business coach to tell me how she thinks, or how I can see this a different way. That is also a different attitude that separates coaches from struggling to monetizing. They are active rather than passive. They are coming prepared, being able to be radically honest with themselves and call themselves out, and then ask for what's a different way I could see this. Or they can see that there's a different story that they need to move into embodying. And they're telling me, this is where I'm going to embody. This is what I know. I need to think differently about this. And here's how I want to think differently about it. Great. Then that me and them, sometimes we do somatic work, which means we're doing body work, where we're going in and we're actually grounding it down in their mind, their body, their spirit, somatically. So through breath work, through energetics, through whatever it is, but we're taking it from the head and dropping this information onto the subconscious. This is how, like, also how come I can quickly shift my clients if they can't get, they can think about it, but they can't feel it and align with it yet. Okay, so I'm not just your typical business coach. I still bring in all my psychology background and all the somatic work. Because here's the thing, we get wounded in relationship, usually as a child, right? It makes sense that healing happens in relationships. This is why the personal and spiritual development world is a 10 billion plus industry. So when people believe, I have coaches who are like, oh, maybe I should help people make money, when they themselves, that's not their specialization. They themselves haven't been making the money that they're trying to sell people into making money, when they haven't embodied it themselves. That's not how, I believe that's not integrity. Mm-mm. Okay. So it's really important that you stay true to your gifts and really stay true to you, being aware of what's not working, being aware of moving into who you want to become aligned with your big vision dream. How is he or she or they grow, like showing up a year from now? How are they showing up 5 years from now? How are you, I should say, okay? Because who you are today, 5 years down the road, you're not going to be the same person. At the core of the heart, absolutely. But how you think and then take aligned behaviors, like doing action, is going to be different. Because if you want different results, and I know this is not new for anyone to hear, you need to think differently. Okay? And I'm pausing on purpose because I know some people need to take that in. So breathe it in. Right? Take radical personal accountability. Now, I want to say that, and I've said this before in some previous episodes, I'm sure, and or let me, my Facebook Live trainings, is that, which you can access, by the way, my free Facebook group, Bold and Unapologetic Visibility for Life and Spiritual Coaches. It's in the show notes. When you're first starting out and you have not, let's say you invest in business coaching, so I see this, but you haven't done a lot of personal development work yourself, what happens is that first year often is mostly a personal development journey. Shit is gonna get real. So you guys hear me say, business growth is always a personal and spiritual journey. It just happens to be in the doorway in of your business. So whatever it is that you embark on, that's going to become your doorway in to grow yourself. And so these may not be monetization celebrations, but the huge celebrations are, like, I have a client who, she had not done a lot of deep personal spiritual work. And when she joined my working with me, and of course, I'm going to keep this one confidential. This client, the breakthroughs are even more than financials. They are life and family shifting. This client learned how to have better boundaries, how to speak up for herself and her family, how to have those hard conversations that she would have never had she not started investing in herself, right? Wow, the movement that's happened, it's not been easy, but the strength, the resiliency, the grit that this client has really conjured in, wow. And this is a life skills that this client will now have for the rest of her life. Imagine now what happens, how they show up in all areas of their life now that this becomes that next level version. They've embodied that next level version of who they become. Now the next year she does, let's say, business, now she's probably going to be monetizing, right? And she's had success for sure, but compared to where she wanted to go and what she was hoping for, there was a lot of other things that came up and arise. So if this is your case, I want you to congratulate yourself. This is epic wins. And honestly, I believe it's bigger wins than monetizing on at this stage in your life, because you become a different version. And so for me, you guys have heard me say, my lessons come very expensively, whether it's financially or emotionally, like my biggest and best lessons. So for me, and I've shared this in one of the podcast episodes, where I hired a social media marketing team about a couple of years ago, and love the team. But guess what? I wasn't achieving the results that I was hoping for, and I wasn't seeing an ROI. And they were showing up. They were doing their job. I wasn't. Okay, I'm pausing on purpose because I want you to hear this. A lot of times, people invest in coaching, believing, and this is all unconscious, or team or whatever, believing that if I just throw in 10K, 20K, I'm going to get the results. But they don't show up for it. They just think that throwing money is going to get them the results. But they're not showing up, calling themselves out. You know, and I don't expect my social media team to, I expect a coach to. But, you know, for me, my lesson in that was little Roz on some level was driving the bus. I was putting my foot, I would want to take off my foot off the gas pedal so that, you know, the social media stuff could just be taken over. But what happened was I took it off too much. Why? Because on a subconscious level, little Roz was looking at social media management company as her parents. Ooh. Okay. And so I was thinking they're going to just take care of everything and just disconnected from my presence. And my energy was off, right? And so I won't go into details into that, but basically it was a huge lesson to go, wow, that was an expensive lesson, right? And it's like, wow, really understanding that how little Roz saw social media marketing management team as her parent, thinking they're gonna give her utopia, she doesn't need to do anything, she, right? Like it just, I became passive and nobody would be able to tell, okay? You guys haven't seen me be passive, really. But we all know what our level of bold and unapologetic is, and then pushing that level to that next expansive level. Not from a masculine toxic way of no pain, no gain. No, I'm not talking about that. You all know that's not the vibe. Okay. And that was part of my, that's a huge part of my pain to purpose, because I used to be very masculine and type A, no pain, no gain. Right. And so this is really about being radically honest with ourselves and going, am I really showing up? Okay. And I think that a lot of us aren't. You might look like you're showing up. You might be saying all, you know, you might be showing up on social media, but really, are you allowing yourself to be vulnerable? Are you allowing yourself to show who you are? And if you're not, there's your medicine, right? I just shared with you one of my fuck ups. Everybody has fuck ups. And so we are relatable when we show up in our human selves, not trying to be perfect, not trying to have these masks, like to hold it all together. And that was me before my spiritual awakening back in 2008, right? And my clients who monetize in their calling aren't perfect. They're not stuck in perfectionism. They take messy action. So that's another mindset, a belief. I don't need to be perfect. I just need to move forward. Just take messy action. Take messy action. Put myself out there, right? So watch if you launch and nobody signs up. Great. There's feedback. Let me go look at the messaging. Let me go make sure I'm speaking to my ideal clients. What else can I do? What else is possible? And this is where I coach my clients on deeper level strategies. It's a way of be, do, and have. How are you showing up? Okay. I'm going to say point number 3 because that's what it says in my notes. All right. So number 1 is the coachable, open-minded, they invest themselves. Rather than thinking, oh my God, I can't afford that. People who stretch themselves go, okay, how can I make this happen? I literally had somebody say, let me go see what I can sell. I literally have people going for business loans, right? Go to the bank, see what's possible. We've got options. We have wonderful options. My only caveat, and not every coach is like this, but for me, I always ask if they say, I can't afford this. I will say, if you invest in working with me, will this mean struggling to put food on the table? And if that's a yes, this is not the right time to invest. Because as a coach, I don't believe that people should be struggling, because that's not trauma sensitive either, right? Like, we need to be in this place where we know we have our basic needs met, or else you are in survival mode all the time. If you're in survival mode all the time, then you're putting that kind of energy out. No matter what you're doing, and you're still unconsciously or subconsciously, whatever, worried or consciously worried, then you're not going to be operating from this place of your highest and best, right? And if that's answered, I won't take on the client. Okay, I might refer, or I might just send them to a lower ticket to start with me. But it's really important that, you know, people get resourceful. So my clients get resourceful. All right. So number one, they're coachable. They get resourceful always. Number two, they call themselves out and then they shift immediately or ask for what's in that perspective. All right. Number three, time and energy management. Whew. This one's a big one. This one's a big one. Okay. So it's not that we don't have the time. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, but it's what you do with your time. Are you spending your time on all the little tasks that actually don't move the needle forward? Are you spending time on things outside of your business, like washing the dishes because you work from home and cleaning? But you know what? That's subconsciously a sabotage for your own success in your business. Are you spending all the time doing the thing you love, but you're not charging for it? It's easy for you. It's giving back. It's helping other people, but you're not charging for it. And it's the majority of how you spend your time. That's not fair to you. That's not a win-win-win. You need to reprioritize. You need to set boundaries. Clients who move from struggling to monetizing have healthy work boundaries with their energy management and with their how they spend their time. I am not perfect. Okay, this is not about perfect. So I want you to hear that. And I'm pretty sure I have ADHD. Okay, I'm diagnosed, but I'm pretty sure I'm neurodivergent. And I'm getting support from my naturopathic doctor. That's the other thing, is it's like, do a time log for a week. My business coach got me to do this too when we first started. She said, do a time log, and I love this. Do a time log of every single activity, every single thing you do, from messaging people on Facebook to going to the bathroom to whatever you do in your day for a week. Look at how much time and log how much time you spend that there. And I promise you guys, you will be so surprised. I mean, even when on our phones, right, we have the ability to log how much screen time we have. Holy moly, I'm a little bit embarrassed to say how much I'm on my screen. But I think part of that, obviously, I do it for business as well. But when I did this exercise, I was like, shit, I'm spending more energy, because I was doing this because I was looking at, who do I hire next? I need to build my team more. I'm growing, yay, celebrating, but I also need to make sure I'm hiring the right people and I'm delegating the tasks to certain people. So I'm looking at what tasks I could delegate. That's another mindset thing, by the way, is asking for help. How many of us here, me included, are like, oh my God, but nobody can do it as well as I can? Or it's just easier and it's faster if I do it, because I don't want to take time explaining it to my VAs. Does anyone have that? right? And so if that's you, I want you to know 80% of doing it well is better than you doing it. If they can do it 80% well, awesome. Just let them do it. It doesn't have to be 100% of 100%. So delegate so that you have your focus, you have your energy. I had asked my business coach, because one of her clients made 100K in 3 months. And I'm like, I can freaking capable of that. You know, I have like, I'm totally am. But why am I not? What's the difference, right? So she said, so you see how I get brave and I ask? And she gave me the honest to God truth. Like my coach, and I'm the same, I don't sugarcoat. She says, focus. And at that point in time, I was busy. You guys all know I love promoting other people. I love celebrating other people. But I was on 3 summits. This is back in October. And then I went to go speak in Miami. So I was not promoting myself. I was promoting other people. Then the next month I came. I was like, that's it. I am focusing on Rosalind Fung Coaching Inc. I am focusing all my energy on her. I'm going to give her and love her up. Okay. And I'm saying it this way because in the Akashic Records, when I open up the records for my clients, I also open up the records for their business. It's a separate entity and energy. And so I said, I'm going to love you up, girl. Right. And I did. And I hit a 23K month, 25K if you want to count December 1st. All right. So look what happens when you give energy. And that's what happened with my client, Scott McDermott, who literally went all in his business. And 2 months later, financial record breaking month, 4 months later, broke his own record. All in. Focus. So you guys all know, I love promoting people, but I was cock blocking my own business. That's what was happening. I was still, of course, obtaining clients and things like that, but not at the rate that I know it was possible for me. So I want you to look at that. Are you busy promoting other people for free and then confusing your audience? Is your audience clear who you work with, what you do in terms of taking them from the struggles, the pain, the challenges to their deepest desires, that transformational results? Does your audience, if they were looking at your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed or whatever social media platform you use, can they see that? Is it obvious? This is what I coach my clients on. And this is hard, but it's the most important work in terms of making sure you are working at getting crystal laser clear. The clients that literally, I'm not kidding you, this is how Priscilla recently, you guys, if you look at my Facebook feed and more Instagram, she celebrated her. Okay. Literally, she made 3K. She does really well in business. She's been in business for a while, but she made 3K more than she normally does a month on her average month. And she was on vacation for a week. All right. What changed? Literally coachable. Literally laser focus on her messaging, delve it in even more with my coaching, and right? But I don't take full credibility. I'm part of the alchemy. That's the thing between clients who struck, because I'm giving the same amount of instructions. Some clients don't, they're not coachable. I give it right to them. So here's the formula. Here's what you should say. And then they go and say this. Something totally different. It's like, I just gave you the thing that's going to support you, call in more clients. But for whatever reason, there's a block. So when I call those clients out, and if they're open to receiving that, they make that aligned shift, monetization, client attraction. Okay, so how coachable are you? And the other thing is, it's self-trust. And I always tell my clients, look, take what resonates, tweak what doesn't. But tell me, keep me in the process. If I'm saying something that doesn't align with you, we need to look at is this a limiting belief, a story you're telling yourself, and we need to shift that? Or is this a value you hold that, and what I'm asking you, is out of alignment? Okay, there's a huge difference. So then if it's a value thing, we look at, okay, what would feel good for you and how you want to show up that feels so aligned in your values. And when we shift it that way, everything shifts in terms of them showing up and selling confidently. All right, sometimes it's about that. Whew, what else? Oh, okay, another thing that differentiates my clients and people, coaches who struggle in monetizing their business and to monetizing is that they listen, this is kind of related to their intuition, they take deep self-care. Okay, what good are you if you are running on empty? You don't have the capacity to want to have more work with more clients. So, where is your energetic capacity mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually? Do you take care of yourselves? Many of us, my and my clients, are life and spiritual coaches. You got to be practicing what you preach. You got to be embodied in what you teach. And I'm pretty sure it's all about self-love at the root of everything. Self-worth and self-love. And I'm not saying, again, you need to be perfect. It's about making sure you are filling yourself up. This isn't about push, 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 achieve those goals, that masculine way. This is about, holy moly, when you put yourself first, when you love hard and deeply in your own yourself, what happens? And you take time to take a break, you come back so much more refreshed, so much more creative, so much fire in your belly that people can't help but be magnetized to you. They can't help it. You show up differently. You move differently. You breathe differently. It just speaks all over your vibe and your aura. You can't make that shit up, right? We can't fake this shit. That's why I hate that saying, fake it till you make it. Are you kidding me? Sure, maybe it'll get you so far, but you didn't change anything on the deep inside, right? And so this is about embodying your truth of loving yourself hard. I mean, God, spirit, divine, did not put us here so that we suffer and that we continue suffering. And that we're giving our gifts away for free all the time, right? So that we could burn out. What? That doesn't make sense. So you need to make sure that you are taking care of yourself first. So you have the capacity. I know this is not new for anyone to hear. You have the capacity to call in more clients. You have the capacity to be with your family. You have the capacity to do the things that you really want in your life. When you have more money, you can do more good with it. So if any of you are struggling with guilt about charging for your spiritual gifts, it's really time to shift that and go, holy moly, what can I do when I have X amount of money? How much of that do I want to put into the charities I care deeply about? That's a really different way to think about it, isn't it? 10% of my profits goes to charities in my business. So that's how I've decided to, know that I'm going to do it. I have a deep belief. The more money I have, the more good I can do with it. So that's how it looks in my business. It doesn't need to be the way you do it, but that's what works for me. And it feels super aligned for me. So you got to find your own way. All right. Okay, here's another really good one. And it's probably going to be the last one, and then I'll probably chattel through it. But what I see in the difference between the clients who struggle versus the clients who monetize. They show up on the calls or the replays. If this is a group coaching, okay, obviously they'll show up if it's one-on-one. They don't sit back. Like the clients that don't ask questions, they're just passive and they're just sitting there. Oh, I just gave shit to my one of my groups. my Client Attraction Academy clients on the last call, because I was like, nobody has any questions. You just invested $1,000 US into this program and you don't have questions. You, like, let's pick your brains. Like, pick my brain. You guys have me here live. Pick my brain. Ask, why do you do this, Roz? This module here, this is where I'm at. Here's I'm implementing it. And how can I make sure I want your eyes on this? Like, when we pay, this is what I mean when I said earlier, people pay money and they say, sometimes people sit back and then they expect the results. No, you have to be active. Ask questions. And I don't mean questions that you can Google. Okay. I mean, pick my brain that only when you have access to me or your coaches, ask. Guess what I do? I ask my coach, I'll be like, hey, I love this post you had. Oh my God, I love this. Tell me what your thinking is. Tell me what the whole sequence is. Tell me what are you doing behind the scenes. What do you think I'm doing then? I'm taking what resonates, tweaking what doesn't, so it aligns with me. This is why I love mentorship. This is why I join programs. So as a client, as a participant of what I want to myself create in the Roz version. Because for me, I learn so well vicariously and experientially, okay? So for me, be a client in a group coaching program. So this is like for Soul Ascension Business Academy. I didn't feel, I had it in my vision. I was like, yes, this is what I want. You know, I have coaches that support my clients. I have a social media marketing coach, a copywriting press release coach, and an energy clearing coach. And then I'm the mindset and business coach that opens up the Akashics, right? And then we have a private Facebook group. Oh my God, people are so supported in there. Now, and I had this vision. I'm like, I have this vision, but I don't know how to, like, is this gonna work? Is this? And then all of a sudden, my business coach, so this is one before the one I have now, all of a sudden she showed up. And I was like, oh my God, this is exactly, except she's got different kinds of coaches and she does more. She's very different in her energy, but what she wanted to put out or what she's offering, I was like, this is exactly what I've been imagining. So guess what I did? I invested and here I was, I'm in this program and I'm like, holy moly, this is amazing. So it was about 20K investment. And I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, this is awesome. Take what resonates, tweak what doesn't. But I'm receiving the medicine, so I'm embodying what I want to have. And I'm walking through the client journey. And then I am really clear for me, if I'm going to implement something, I also want to understand that client journey on an experiential level and then provide a journey that feels really aligned. That could be take what resonates and then tweak what doesn't, right? For my own clients. And when something's not going okay, I'm checking in on my energy. I'm checking what's happening behind the back end of things, okay? So clients who, I mean, I know I'm one of my coach's favorite clients, okay? Because I'm so freaking coachable and I get results because I'm so freaking coachable and I look at the bigger things. I ask questions. I pick her brain. I'm not going to just pay 10, like, 20K and sit back? Are you kidding me? Who, like, no. I want an ROI and I want to 10X that ROI. So who's responsible for that? Is my coach or am I? Me, right? And so I want you to know, it's not about, oh, is this coach the right one for me? Is this a coach the right one for me? Which one's better? Which one's, yes. Surfacey wise, yes, because you want to invest in a coach that really you feel aligned with, you feel they speak your language, you feel they would get you, yes. But it's up to you to decide, are you going to make your coach work? I want my clients to make me work. You know what I mean? I love it when they message me and say, hey, I have a question, or hey, can you check out this feedback? Hey, can you do, Yes. Because guess what? Then I can coach you on something. I don't know where you're at. If you're too passive, you're not speaking up, I have no idea. I can't help you. I'll check in on you. I love checking on my clients. Like, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. What's happening? Thank you. Thank you for checking in on me. You know, and then immediately come back in. And then results, right? If they take a lot, if they shift their energy and go, right, thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Sometimes we need that in our coach, from our coaches, right? And I'm happy to do that. But the big thing is, it's like really important that you take, you're an active participant in building your business in a way that feels aligned with you, in a way that feels fun, in a way that feels aligned with your values. And you guys, that's my last name. If we're not having fun, we're not doing it. We're going to shift it to be like, what? Let's make it fun. Okay. It's got to be fun. All right. And thank you, my loves, for being here. Those of you who are live, Jenny Lynn, Chandra, thank you, thank you. I think I saw a couple other names too. Danae, yes, so lovely. Oh my God, I love it. I just got, Danae, what's your email? I want to feature your International Women's Day feature. Yes, thank you very much. I'll email you back, or I'll message you back, love. See, this is what happens when you show up and you just share, you shine your gifts. This is what happens, whether you're on your TV show or a Facebook and Instagram live or whatever, right? You are showing up, you're sharing your gifts with the world. You're telling them, you know, some truths. I'm not a coach that fluffs shit. I don't sugarcoat. If you haven't noticed, I don't sugarcoat anything, right? And I'm very transparent, all right? I peel back the curtains. Now, speaking of which, like I mentioned, when it comes to the biggest thing about making sure your business is, in terms of mindset, okay, we're not talking about strategies, is sustainable and profitable, is your psychology, right? So based on physical results in your life, in your business, if it's not where you want to be, you need to look at your belief system. You need to look at your psychology. What are you not? Maybe sometimes it's just like you don't know what you don't know. This is why I hire coaches who are way ahead of me and where I want to be, because I don't know what I don't know about that next level income, about that next level, how to hire a team at that next level. I need a coach who could help me with that, right? And so for me, it's like, that's why I'm so passionate about working with life and spiritual coaches who are just starting out their business, and or I work with coaches who have been 25 years in their business, but things have changed in 25 years, right? And it's like, how do they look at marketing? There's a million guys need to see that. Like, social media algorithms always are freaking changing, right? And how do we make sure that we're not like working harder, but working smarter? That's really important. Right, that's really important. So mindset, beliefs, working smarter rather than harder. How do we do that? It's literally thinking differently. So a lot of times, and I just had this on my last podcast with Lavelda Vicente, she and I were talking about how to be a paid speaker. And one of the things that really stood out, and my client gave me feedback about this, was, holy shit, what blew my mind, and it was like not a aha, but a confirmation, or like a deeper, like, okay, I'm taking this in, is that just because it's easy and just because it's fun and it comes natural to us, and it doesn't feel like work, doesn't mean we can't charge for it. But sometimes we feel like we have to feel like we're struggling or efforting so much that we earn this amount of money, then we're worthy of it. No, my loves, you were created, each of us were created to have certain things come natural to us, that we have perhaps grown in this talent, in our gifts, we have invested more in ourselves to grow it, and it's still easy for us. But just because it's common sense to you doesn't mean it's common sense to your ideal client. This is why, this is why you're literally having this business. It should be easy, should be fun. it should come easy for you, right? And so I want you to go back to drawing board and look at what do I need to shift in my thinking? Where do I want to be? Where am I right now? How is she thinking? How is he thinking in the future and showing up? What do I need to release? What do I need to step into for my next level? Am I ready to receive that? Am I ready to receive that? Okay, I'm going to activate this with a light language. Breathing in. Sera kura sia nera kira kura sia nera kira kura sia nera kira kura sia nera kura sia nera kira. Mora kura sia nera kira sia mora kura sia nera kura sia nera kira. Breathing in. And then grounding down as if your breath are roots of a tree. I believe in you, my loves. Please, if you are feeling called to have me support you in your business, reach out, DM me, or go to electrifymybusiness.com, and I'm happy to chat and see how I can best support you. Thank you, and feel free to share this episode. That would mean a lot to me. Take care.